Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up-to-the-minute industry news, interviews from the biggest names in the industry, and game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll. Here's your host, the man with the best beard in Daily Fantasy, Crazy Gaby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining me now on the podcast, a very special guest. I have Chris Pierce from FantasyHub.com, one of the newer daily fantasy sites on the block. Chris, how's it going, my man?
Hey, Gaby, how you doing, buddy? It's good to talk with you again, man. I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on here. A little sad that we're minus Steven. Steven Blackbird, yeah. Of course, was on our previous call, but I understand you guys are extremely busy today, so I'll be happy just talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I hope we don't miss Steven too much. I know he's life of the party, but definitely working hard right now. You know, I got to keep everything going strong with Fantasy Hub, so I get to do the fun stuff and talk to you.
So just to let you guys know, you can follow Fantasy Hub at Fantasy Hub on Twitter. And, of course, they have really cool stuff that they tweet out. They have a blog that they tweet out articles about strategies, stuff like that. So really cool follow there. And, Chris, I wanted to ask you just to start the conversation off. I know we talked about this last time, but there's probably quite a few people that are listening that did not hear this the first time through. What makes FantasyHub.com different than all the other daily fantasy sports offerings out there? Because there are a lot of daily fantasy sites, and at this point, to be a new site, you have to differentiate yourself. What have you guys done to be different?
Absolutely. That's a huge key, making sure everyone can see, you know, why you're different, why there's, you know, a reason to play on Fantasy Hub versus, you know, the others in the area. But for us, we are the only daily fantasy sports platform where you can actually win money for charity. So how we get to do this is we actually get to work with athletes, provide special contests where you can win cash and prizes for yourself, and on top of it, win some money for charity. So that's really what makes us different. We've worked with over like 30 athletes already. We have one contest up live right now with Bo Jackson that we'll talk about a little bit later. But that's really the biggest thing for us, man. We love doing DFS, man. We're all daily players, and we also love giving back to charity. So that's kind of the cool thing about Fantasy Hub.
Yeah, I mean, that is awesome. That's a great spin. You know, a lot of times, actually, like in the Roto-Grinders forums, we've had different members of our community have different life issues come up, and we've managed to raise some money for them, you know, in kind of a backwoods type of way through different sites or whatever. And this kind of takes that concept and it applies it to a much larger level. So it's really cool. And I think the question that a lot of our listeners might be wondering at this point is, how exactly does that work? You know, because we're conditioned to, you know, pay our $10 entry fee, get a dollar taken in rake, and we get paid out, you know, prizes based on how much money is in the prize pool at the end of the night. How does it work with rake and with entry fees and with giving to charity and everything?
Hey, man, so it's a really good question, one we get a fair amount as well. But here's the cool part about it. So in our contest, the daily ones in our lobby, you'll see 1 to 10% going to charity. That typically is actually coming out of Fantasy Hub's rake. You can actually look in there, you know, go through the payout details, and you'll see, you know, we're giving 80 to 85% of the money back to you guys in payouts on a daily basis. So that's kind of how it works in a nutshell for us. It's the exact same thing as like a FanDuel DraftKings or you name it. You come on, you make your entry fee. It's just with us, a portion of that gets to go to charity, which is a really cool thing.
Yeah, and that's badass because it's nice to see a company that's putting their money where their mouth is. You know, you guys say you're about charity, but you don't just put that completely on the players. You put that on yourselves as well, which I think is pretty freaking awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. That's, like I said, I mean, it's something that we love to do. I mean, we get to give back to charity. I mean, you look in the lobby now, I mean, we've raised just over $70,000 for charity. I mean, that's something that's really awesome for us. And really one of the things that keeps us motoring day in, day out. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always cool to have that that higher purpose. You know, it's not to say that playing DFS by itself is a bad thing, but if you can mix in a little bit of play at FantasyHub.com and know that you're actually giving back to help make this a better world for the rest of the folks living in it, I don't see the downside there. And like you said, you can see the amount of money that's been raised for charity in the lobby. And I think it's really cool with that tracker because not only does it give the amount of cash that's been raised, it gives, you know, I'm seeing 3,400 meals served to children, 374 lunches for the homeless, how many trees have been planted, how many gallons of safe water have been handed out to people who don't have access to safe drinking water. So it's really nice to be able to see the tangible results. You know, a lot of days, or a lot of times nowadays, you hear all about improprieties and such with charities, and people get a natural skepticism about them. But, you know, to actually be able to see the fruit of the labor front and center is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's like, that is something that we're really excited about, is being able to show those numbers and show, like, really where your money is going. I mean, even, like, for instance, with Bo Jackson, like, again, we'll talk about with his foundation, they have, like, a set amount. It's like $2,500 where that funds a child for an entire year through their program. And those are some of the things that we like to pass along to our players. It's like, hey, man, this is how much money you raise for charity. This is what the impact you've made, whether it's, you know, feeding children, whether it's, you know, lunches for the homeless, planting trees, you know, fresh water. Those are all things that are really important to us. And as you've seen, you know, really important to a lot of the guys playing with us too. So
now, give me a little bit of an idea about the charities that you guys work with and the options that people would have. Because one of the coolest parts about all this is you actually get to choose a charity. And for myself, I have a 3-year-old daughter who's autistic. And it's been a huge life change for my wife and I. And there's actually Autism Speaks as one of the foundations that I'm able to kind of pair up with once I become a part of Fantasy Hub. And I think it's cool that you actually feel like you're a part of the operation because you get to pair up with a charity of your choosing.
Yeah, totally. So we have a little over like 50 charities that are registered to date. We have a ton more that we're ready to register, you know, virtually at any point. It's really just kind of who do you want to play for. So like for you, you want to play for Autism Speaks, we can get that registered for you, and obviously we already have that up here so you can play for them. But the biggest one for us, we see a lot of times people playing for St. Jude. It's a really fun cause to get behind. We obviously have a bunch of foundations that are related to our athletes as well. Those are big ones. So, like, you'll see Bo Jackson, the Give Me a Chance Foundation, is really awesome with a great mission. And there's plenty of others as well. So,
yeah, now keeping it on Bo Jackson here, that is the premier contest that you have in the lobby right now, athlete-sponsored contest, of course, the big reason to play at Fantasy Hub. And I can't get over how cool some of these prizes and perks are. So, you know, you got the grand prize of a Bo Jackson signed baseball. And then, of course, you've got your regular payouts as well. But you also have this thing called a perk system. And people who are familiar with, like, Kickstarter and Indiegogo, they can kind of wrap their minds around what perks are. But go ahead and tell the listeners how exactly that works in terms of daily fantasy sports here at Fantasy Hub.
Absolutely, yeah. So just like you said, grand prize, signed baseball. You add that to your trophy case. I mean, you'll probably be the only friend of yours or in your circle that's got a signed Bo Jackson baseball, I can tell you that. So,
yep.
That's just the prize, though. The perks, how we do that is, if you enter a certain amount of, like, lineups or you make a donation, we're just going to give you a prize straight up. So it's really just kind of giving a value for your donation. And not only that, for the guys who are wanting to play, you know, 5, 10, 20 lineups in a contest, you give them some added value. So, like, Bo, what we get to do is $50 worth of lineups, or just a $50 donation, sign mini back to Bo. It's really cool. $100, you'll get a signed photo of Bo. $250, you'll get a signed 30 for 30 copy, which is obviously really limited edition. He doesn't really do that a whole ton, but that's something that we got freed up for us for this contest. And then if you go $500 or more in lineups or donation, he's going to sign you a football, send it over to you straight from him. That's something that's, like, for a sports fan, obviously, it's really, really treasured type of prize. So.
Yeah, and I see what you guys have done here, and it's genius marketing, because the grand prize is great. I would love to have a signed Bo Jackson baseball, but you know what's even better than that? And frankly, you can't break a baseball over your leg. You could break a Bo Jackson mini bat over your leg. And I think if I won this bad boy, I wouldn't be able to display it in my office until I had snapped it in half. And then I would put the two broken shards in a display case, because that's just too perfect, right?
Yeah. No, it really is. I mean, it's great getting a Bo Jackson mini bat, but if you could get one that's already broken and or just break it yourself, and, you know, it's the Bo Jackson broken signed bat. I mean, it's a really big prize. I'll tell you this, Gabby, if you get a Bo Jackson mini bat, you break it over your leg, and you send me a video, shoot it over to me on Twitter at Fantasy Hub, I'll give you $50 credit to your account just because you broke the bat over your leg. But
ladies and gentlemen, there you hear it. That is your challenge right there. Could not be more clear. Have a good time. Raise some money for charity. I'm going to take each and every one of you that I talk with here at Roto Grinders this week up on that challenge. And if I could give one, like, I'm not a big fan of giving out advice, especially if it's unsolicited, but I'm going to give you one piece of advice. If you have the ability, I'm not sure if you do, to add an additional prize, like at the $1,000 level, it's got to be a signed copy of Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, yes. Well, that was on the ask list, on the wish list for Bo. Unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't get it this contest. Now, that's a good one. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, if you guys work with him in the honestly, future, there has to be some signed copies of Tecmo Super Bowl.
Okay, we'll check it out. And if any of the grinders out there, if they have any prizes they'd ever want from Bo Jackson or really any of their favorite athletes in general, we're always open for suggestions. I mean, that's kind of the way it works for us, is we find out, hey, what do people want to see? What are they willing to donate for? And we'll go out and get it, man. We're all about what you guys want, so just let us know.
Now, the Bo Jackson Challenge, very cool, but that's going to launch this Friday, correct?
Yep, so that's this Friday.
Yep. There's got to be something next, though, because I don't see any other athlete challenges in the lobby after that.
Yeah, so there is more athletes in the pipeline. There are more athletes coming your way, so that's our goal here with Fantasy Hub. Like I said, work with athletes, raise money for charity, and just have a good time doing it, playing DFS. So the next big contest we have coming up is with Albert Pujols. I'm not sure if anyone's heard his name before.
Yeah, he might have hit a dong or two the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure if he's been performing well for daily fantasy owners or not.
Yeah, if you took him last night, you're probably pretty happy, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a couple of head-to-heads that when he hit that dong, because I didn't have him as my first baseman, I ended up going down in the standings, losing a little bit of cash. So it's sweet justice that I'm talking about Albert Pujols this morning after losing some cash to him last night.
Yeah, there you go. He's not only in your DFS lineup, he's following you with prizes on Fantasy Hub, so he's ready for you.
Absolutely, my man. So, you know, is there anything you can reveal about the Albert Pujols contest coming up? Anything you could, you know, tease for us? Maybe a perk or something that you might add to the prize pool?
Sure, yeah. I mean, in terms of perks, I'll go ahead and keep those kind of behind closed doors for now. There's going to be a bunch of cool stuff. I mean, just like Bo was able to do for us, it's all about charity. It's all about, you know, engaging and having fun with the fans. And so Albert's obviously a really cool guy. He has a great, you know, the Pujols Family Foundation has a great foundation with a great mission. And, you know, they'll be really cool prizes. I know for first place, we're doing something very similar. There'll be some signed gear from Albert. And then there obviously will be perks associated with it, most likely near the same levels as Bo. But those will be coming out really, really shortly. So keep a lookout for those details.
Now, the last time we talked, you guys were headed into sort of uncharted waters, but really excited uncharted waters, because you had been accepted into a program called TechStars, really cool sort of elite destination for startups. And now you guys are, what is this, 3-4 months into the venture? How's that going now?
It's going great. We're actually closing up on demo day today, which is a huge pitch with tons of community members, tons of TechStars community members that are going to be here to support us and kind of, you know, release us back out into the wild. So, and then it's been an awesome 3 months down here in Austin, Texas. We've met a lot of really great people, had a lot of really awesome conversations with people who are interested in what we're doing, you know, not only from the charity side of things, but just from like the daily fantasy sports side. It's obviously a really exciting space. And so, I mean, it's been awesome for us. We've improved some key metrics that we're really trying to improve. We've been growing, you know, thank God for all the Roto Grinders, and thank God for all those DFS players that have come on and played with us. We've been growing them. And for us, really, it's about the future and what we're wanting to do head through football season and then, you know, years down the road. We're just using this TechStars program to help build up a really awesome football schedule and really just keep rocking and having fun.
There you have it. Keep rocking and having fun. I feel like that should be on a T-shirt. And if you guys don't already have Fantasy Hub T-shirts that have that on it, I'd probably go ahead and get that trademarked.
Keep rocking and having fun. I like it. Yeah, we actually do have Fantasy Hub T-shirts, though, if anyone's interested. So
yeah, tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so we got some t-shirts made up, and what we do actually is for those people who are playing with us every single day, we have this cool feature on Fantasy called the Hot Streak. So all you do is you sign in, check the lobby, and you get a one hot streak point for that day. If you enter a contest, bonus hot streak point, so you can get two a day. You build that up to 100 points, so like you just log on for a couple months in a row, or play in contests for like a month in a row, you're going to be really near that hot streak level. We'll give you a free t-shirt. Or if you want, we can just go ahead and you can buy one from us straight up from fantasyhub.com. So.
Okay, now is there any sort of FPP or freak or VIP system that will allow players to maybe trade in those points for swag in the future, or does that exist right now?
Yeah, so that's actually something in the pipeline for us. We'll go ahead and we'll keep that one under wraps too. That's going to be really, really sweet when you roll that out. We're definitely looking at a really cool like experience-based like point system where you can trade it in for swag, you can trade it in for entries into contests, you can get into the premier contest like this hour pool or the hour pool game coming up in the BoJack game currently. A lot of big plans there. So.
Awesome. Very cool to hear. That's something I know a lot of players are interested in these days is a VIP or an FPP system. So very cool to hear that you guys have a really nice offering that's in the pipeline for that. And as far as Demo Day is concerned, the only thing that comes to mind with Demo Day, because we all love this show, myself, you, all the listeners, Silicon Valley, they had their Demo Day at TechCrunch. And of course, it was an epic failure, but it ended up being a success. So I got to ask you, being a tech startup, kind of like Pied Piper, how closely does the show resemble what it's like to actually be a part of that world?
Yeah, I know. TV shows, most of the time, they're just off the wall, kind of crazy stuff. But it's actually really funny how eerily similar it is to actually working in a startup. I mean, obviously, they build everything out for dramatic effect there on the show. But a lot of the same trials, tribulations that we're working through, they work through them on the show. It's really interesting. Funny enough, though, like we actually for our interview with TechStars, we had a Skype call interview with the founders of the program and the managing directors. And our CEO Andrew was actually wearing the almost exact same hoodie that Richard wears on the TV show, and they literally made that reference. They're like, "Are you
Richard
Hendrix
over What's
here?" Yeah, it was, just crazy. Like, so we gave hell about it for a while, and every time we wear it, so we always just joke about it. But, great show. We love it, too. We watch it every week. It is definitely eerily similar to the happenings of Fantasy Hub. So.
Now, you issued a challenge. You issued a challenge to all of our listeners. I'm issuing you a challenge, I will give you a retweet from the Roto Grinders timeline and my personal account if you do this. I would love to see a side-by-side picture of him wearing the sweatshirt and a picture of Richard wearing the sweatshirt as well, the side-by-side. I think our listeners would love that. Our Twitter fans would love that as well. So
great. Yeah, I totally will. I may sneak it behind too, so it'll come as a little bit of a surprise. So everyone make sure to look out for it and just blow it up so they can really give it to him. But I got a couple of pictures I can use for that.
Absolutely. I think that'd be some great stuff. So before I let you go, because I know you do have that really, really busy day going on, I'm sure you have to go prepare for your demo, make sure it doesn't blow up like it did for Pied Piper. You probably want it to go a little bit smoother than that. Just tell us what you have in the pipeline. I know we've talked about some of the things you have in the pipeline, but specifically as far as additional sports are concerned, what do you guys have going on in the future?
Yeah, so right now we have MLB, NBA, NFL, PGA, all locked in and ready to go. We want to just finish off building out that contest set for everybody. We know a lot of people love NHL. We'll have that next season. Another really interesting thing that not a whole ton of people are moving on right now, but I think there's a lot of demand for it, is esports. So that's just professional gaming, LOL, Dota, Dota 2. I mean, there are tons of people playing these games, and a lot of them are interested in playing the daily fantasy sports aspect of it. And that's definitely something on our radar, something we're looking at, and hopefully something we'll be able to roll out in the near future. But again, we'll have to see how that one plays out.
Yeah, look, when you take a look at Twitch, the numbers that are in the lobby, hundreds of thousands of people watching these games stream, and then you look and you see that millions of people tuned into an ESPN2 broadcast to watch a video game being played on the air. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people can say all they want that, you know, the video game daily fantasy sports aren't going to be a big deal and no one would play that. The proof is in the pudding, my friends. If there are millions of people watching it, then there are certainly going to at least be a couple thousand people willing to play fantasy sports revolving around it.
Absolutely, yeah. And then we've just seen that with the sites that are out there now who have a ton of people looking at their lobby on a daily basis and even playing with them. One cool thing I think for like a grinder that's like, hey, I've never heard of esports, I don't know what it is. The cool thing for me with esports is that it's literally like throughout the day. So your contest is going to be going on at like 2 in the afternoon or like 1 in the afternoon. And you can, on some sites, you can actually watch the contest on your dashboard. So, like, you can have your lineup right there, and there's a Twitch plugin where you can literally watch the contest live in action and watch your scores, you know, get wrapped up in all on the same screen. So, I mean, that's something that, one, the user experience is pretty cool for that. And then, two, it's something that you can play. You know, you build a lineup in the morning for that morning MLB slate. You throw in one for League of Legends for like the mid-afternoon. You can watch that and then continue building lineups for the late slate. I mean, it just makes it packs the day, packs the day with DFS for those grinders who really love the sport.
Yeah, plus what's intriguing as hell for me about daily fantasy esports is just how like much of an everyman these guys are. Like, you want to talk, like, people talk about baseball players as being, like, the everyman. You're like, oh, hey, like, that guy kind of looks like me. He's got a little bit of a pot belly. He doesn't run very fast. Like, I can relate to this guy. Well, I think it would take relating to the people that you're drafting to a whole new level with Daily Fantasy Esports, because these are people exactly like you and I, sitting at our computer desks. Yep. The only difference is they're playing a video game instead of playing daily fantasy sports. So I think that's a really cool aspect as well.
Totally true, yeah. I mean, not very likely that any of us can get up on the football field and go 100-yard touchdown. But, I mean, you can perceivably become an LOL pro at this current moment. So if you grind us out there some extra hours in the day, you guys should go check it out.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. And I guess I should let people know it's Chris Pierce. That is the full name, and they can follow fantasyhub.com on Twitter at fantasyhub. And of course, didn't touch on this earlier, but I do want to make sure people know there is a bonus for those looking to sign up initially. I believe that is a 100% match up to $500. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have a deposit bonus up right now, up to $500. Will match 100%, pretty standard. And then not only that, for all you grinders out there who are really loving baseball, I mean, make sure you check out the Bo Jackson game. We also have this huge contest going on where you can actually win a VIP trip to Yankee Stadium on July 4th. So right now there's a pinned post in the forum currently where you can go check that out. You click through the Roto Grinders link. You're a Roto Grinders referral. You get access to this premier contest. All you have to do is deposit and play a little bit with us. You get, and then top four actually get a VIP trip to Yankee Stadium, Legends Suite, which is like literally right behind home plate, suite seats. You'll have one night stay. You'll have some travel vouchers. I mean, this is something that we put a whole ton of time into building out for you guys. We're really, really excited to drop it for you along with the Bo Jackson game. So.
Boom, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again, Chris, for joining us on the podcast here. And I got to get going because I got to build my Fantasy Hub lineup. I got to get in that Bo Jackson and get myself a mini bet.
All right, yeah, let's bring it on. I'm ready to go. Thanks,
take
guys.
Care, my man.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Head to rotogrinders.com and check out all of our daily fantasy content. Remember to follow us on Twitter @RotoGrinders for breaking news and expert analysis.